14. How do you know that Yeshua is the only way to God? What would Yeshua need to do to prove that he was the only way, and have you asked him? If you have, has there ever been a greater person on earth than him? If there is, let's compare that person to Yeshua. Remember this acronym, LIVE FOR UP. L, he provided the deeper true meaning to love. Love your enemies, forgive people their trespasses, do unto others as you would have them do to you, etc. I, in only 3 years of ministry, he impacted billions of people through the centuries. V, he gave value to human life. Humans are more valuable than animals, Matt 10:31, and told us to feed the poor, take in the stranger, clothe the naked, visit and heal the sick, visit those in prison, correctly guide children and protect them, etc. E, he provides everlasting hope and peace to all those who believe on him. F, he clearly predicted future events like the temple's destruction in Jerusalem within that generation. O, he is the only way to God. He declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Yeshua doesn't provide the option to be just a good prophet or teacher. We either believe he is the only way or we don't. Do we trust ourselves more than him? I think not. R, he resurrected himself in his physical body 3 days after his death. His disciples and followers who ran from the persecutors when Yeshua was killed gladly gave their lives weeks later, declaring he was risen. If you were in their shoes and ran for fear of death, what would make you go back to the same persecutors, willing to lay down your life to tell them that he has risen? The disciples saw him after his resurrection. They spoke with him, ate with him for many days. OFYI. It is not a myth or fairy tale, as a myth or fairy tale doesn't have well-documented historical facts and eyewitness accounts in that day. Outside the Bible, there were other documented accounts from that century, two of which were well-respected first-century historians. One was Publius Cornelius Tacitus, a first-century Roman senator and a historian, who wrote about Yeshua's death by Pontius Pilate and Yeshua's impact in the annals. The other, Titus Flavius Josephus, a first-century Roman Jewish scholar and historian, who wrote about Yeshua in the Antiquities of the Jews, when Pilate, upon hearing him accused by men of the highest standing among us, had condemned him to be crucified, those who had in the first place come to love him did not cease. On the third day he appeared to them restored to life. You, he provides an ultimatum to believe him, not an option. Yeshua said, ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. This is what King David said centuries before, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him, Psalms 2 verse 12. P. He was prophesied centuries before his coming. Yeshua fulfilled so many prophecies that the probability that he is the only way to God is infinite. Even if we removed all the prophecies of supernatural events, the probability that Yeshua is the Messiah is at least 10 to the power of 18. No one's life has this kind of guarantee than him, therefore surrender to him while you have breath. Here are some of the prophecies, O born in Bethlehem. Oh, there was a messenger, John the Baptizer, sent before him declaring that he is the way. Oh, he did miracles, made the deaf hear and the blind see. People today do the same in his name. Oh, he was rejected by many of his people. Oh, he was betrayed by his friend, Judas Iscariot. Oh, sold for exactly 30 pieces of silver, and the money was later used to purchase the potter's field. Oh, those who crucified him gambled for his clothes. Oh, his hands and feet were pierced when he was crucified. This was mentioned before crucifixion existed, PS 22:16-17, Zech 12:10, John 19:37, Matt 27:29-35, 41-44, Mark 15:17-18, 29:32, Luke 23:35-39. Oh, he was buried in a rich man's tomb. Oh, he was resurrected in a physical body. FYI, some other prophecies, oh, the seed of Abraham. Oh, the seed of Isaac, not the seed of Ishmael. Oh, the seed of Jacob Israel. Oh, the seed of Judah. Oh, the seed of King David. Oh, he was born of a virgin. Oh, he was called out of Egypt. Oh, he came to Jerusalem riding on the son of a donkey. Oh, he was sinless yet was scourged, beaten and spat upon, O people who surrendered to him, and his words received life. O came in the volume of the book. Yeshua said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 3 verses 20-22.